This week's solar eclipse is the astronomical event of a generation. But how can you experience it if you're visually impaired? A team of scientists at Georgia Tech are working on a solution, a soundtrack for the solar eclipse.
There's three fish. There's a yellow fish, an orange fish, and a blue fish. And each of those fish is mapped onto or is represented by a particular musical instrument. If you go to a large public aquarium like the Georgia Aquarium, behind this wall of glass, you see the wonders of nature. But if you're blind and you go there, you've got nothing. So what we tried to do is use advanced computer vision techniques to figure out what was happening in the aquarium and then convey that activity to a blind visitor. My name is Bruce Walker. I'm a professor with a joint appointment in psychology and interactive computing. The solar eclipse comes around every 30 or 40 years. It's more than just an astronomic event. It's a cultural event. But again, if you're blind, you're not just being, in some sense, left out of the visual experience. You're being marginalized from the entire social happening. So our hope was to try to take what's happening between the sun and the moon and represent that in a way that allows a blind person to share in the experience.
And the second motivation that is to make it musical is to invoke that emotional connection through music. So I'm Avrosh Kumar. I'm a musician, composer, and programmer. So this is A playing. Now I'm adding another tone over it. And then I'm adding another over it. And now I'm adding really high pitch, like 3000 hertz. So it's a simple code that, you know, writes sample by sample. It makes a sine wave. So the idea is that it uses the data and renders the sound automatically. This is pre-totality. So this is where the sun is more dominant. You can see that sound gets slowly overtaken by these higher frequency. You just start listening, which is representing the moon. So this is the start of totality, but this is not it. So I want to keep the anticipation going. As a person is watching the eclipse, you're just standing there looking at the sun with your naked eyes. And the sun has emerged. You feel humble after such an event, such a big, spectacular celestial event. So you're more hopeful that, you know, the sun's still there, bigger than everybody.
Remember, a blind person isn't going to see all those things. So if we can incorporate them into the music, they will experience it along with their sighted friends and family, even if they don't know exactly what they're hearing. But that's also true for someone who's experiencing it visually. They don't necessarily know or understand everything, but it's just pretty darn cool.